Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Richard Postma, aka Doc, and Doc, there's a fair bit for us to talk about in terms of the precious metals. I want to first start off with the silver space and that short squeeze that we went through over the last, let's say, four trading days that has definitely now faded, and seems like some of those traders have moved on to other things. But look, the volatility that we saw, especially at the start of this week, with a couple select stocks moving a lot higher, with silver also getting that bounce and then turning over quite quickly, although it is still at a generally higher level than when that short squeeze happened. Doc, how did you play that whole silver pop and a lot of the juniors that went through some nice appreciation really on the back of no news? And it was a very quick blip up and then back down.
Well, fortunately, Corey, occasionally a dog has its day. And I did not like all the hype over the weekend and what I was hearing. And I know that the silver market's very tough to corner anymore after what happened with the hunts years ago, and I was alive at that time, remember it very clearly. And it's obvious that the powers to be aren't going to allow you to manipulate that market. It's a totally different market than manipulating one stock with a high percentage of shorts in that in a stock. Like GameStop had 140% of the float shorted. So you can do things like that with a stock. So Monday morning on the open, I sold 90% of my silver stocks.
So what are you doing in terms of then watching or following up on these silver stocks? Have you been tempted to buy back into some of them, as most have faded?
Not yet. Not yet. And I think there's a good chance we're going to move down here yet based on some technicals I'm watching. So I'm going to be very patient. And I will probably by next week be back in them at lower levels from here. Hopefully silver continues to move down. I think that's the chance of that happening are very good. And then I'll jump with both feet back into them. But I'm going to wait, and I like this move up a little bit today, which isn't much, but it shows how weak it is right now because everybody's psychologically been damaged with this thing, and they're not about to hop back into it in a big way, I don't think. So we're going to hopefully move down here a little bit for a while, and then I'll get back in the stocks I sold, probably with increased volumes. And in fact, I'm 61% in cash as far as what I purchase in precious metal stocks right now. And by next week from Friday, I hope to be not that high in cash anymore because I'll get back into these stocks.
Okay, so you think the silver market here is going to bottom in the near term. What level or price level do you think it will bottom at? Or also, what type of chart action are you going to be looking for to tell you that maybe a short-term bottom is in?
Well, I'll watch the Bollinger Bands, particularly on some of these stocks, and I'll watch them. And as long as we're moving nicely horizontal, when I get close to those Bollinger Bands, that's especially on the weekly charts, I'll purchase back into these stocks. As far as the silver price, I think we could get down to about 25 in this move down, maybe in the high 24s. But I think over the next 2-3 months, because we're going to continue to trade sideways in these things, this first half of the year isn't going to be great for these stocks, I don't think. And I said that earlier. And I think ultimately we could move silver down to $23. I think that's probably the ultimate bottom, but I think that's possible. But on this move down, before we get a little bit of rebound, I think we could move down to maybe 25 to 26.
So what silver stocks are you going to be watching then? Give us some insights on either ones that you like or ones that you think are close to bottoming, maybe that have Bollinger Bands that are already narrowing.
They're not close yet, but I'll get back into my First Majestic and my Endeavor Silver, Hecla, Coeur d'Alene. Those are just some of them. And also vinyl, silver. I've got a list of about 9 to 10 that I own that I sold. Plus, I also sold McEwen Mining on that move up, that 50% move up, and that's coming back again. And I'll wait patiently and purchase that one again in the future, hopefully.
Yeah, that was an excellent profit-taking opportunity for McEwen Mining on that big bounce. Doc, let's switch over to gold. And you want us to focus on the long-term gold chart here. So I will be posting a monthly chart that goes back 20 years, outlining the gold price, as well as some technical indicators underneath. So everyone, feel free to follow along on this chart. Now, Doc, what are you seeing in this chart in terms of the recent peak that was made, some of this recent action over about the last 7 to 8 months of sideways to down movement? It does have some similarities, at least early on, to that peak we saw in 2011. So what are you balancing out here?
Well, and that's pretty scary, Corey. That peak back in 2011, we're following it in some ways with the same price action that we started out with in 2011. But I don't think it's going to play out that way this time, because back until 2011, we had about 4 years of moving down, almost 5 years. And then we moved sideways for about another 3 years and before we took off again. But I don't think it's going to act that way this time. I'm more encouraged because we also have the fundamentals of money printing, although I don't think that's going to impact us for a while. It takes time before. And we've talked about the velocity money, how we have to get the velocity going eventually, and that'll happen. But I don't think it's going to happen as fast as people think for inflation. So I think with this market, what we're going to see is we're going to see a market more like from 2003 or 2002 to 2003, where it moved up to 2011. That was 8 to 9 years. I think that's what we're starting with this one. And I think it's going to be very similar to that one, where we get some pullbacks. And one was particularly a massive pullback in 2008. And then it broke up again, and it kept climbing for about 4 years. And I think we could be moving kind of like either 2006 to 2007, when you look at that 20-year chart, or we could be like 2008 and 2009, because we're consolidating right now. And it could take kind of a similar look as at either one of those two events. And because I think this is going to be a continuous bull market, unlike what happened to us in 2011.
So how important is it to see gold at least start to find some sort of bottom here, or maybe even start to move up? That I'm asking because 2006 to 2007, that correction or slow period was really only about 6 months maybe. And in 2008 to 2009, that was a little bit longer, but that was still only about 9 months. So we are closing in on those time frames.
Yeah. And in fact, the 2008 to 2009 was almost to get back to the peak a year. And it might take us a little bit longer this time. And I think if we're going to see significant move back in this market, it's going to be the second half of this year. It's not going to happen the first half. I'd be shocked if it did. So I think we need to have a little bit more consolidation. The longer we have, the better in the move. So I think that the first half of the year is going to be problematic. But then I think we have a really good chance of the second half of the year of trying to challenge those highs again.
So do you see the price dropping much lower or below one of these recent lows that it was a little above 1750?
Yeah, and it wouldn't scare me a bit if we headed down to 1600 to 1700. In fact, I kind of like it because I think that would be, put us in a better position. of a good move up in the second part of the year. So, but another thing people ought to look at, that long-term chart, what I find interesting, you look at the 200-month moving average in 2011, look how far at the peak in 2011 with the peak of the gold market, it was away from the 200-month moving average. And then go to where we are today when we had the peak last year. And look where the 200-month moving average is, and it continues to move up, and it will because it's getting into those price ranges that go back to 2011, where the prices were, fairly high, much higher yet than this is, and that's very encouraging because that 200-month moving average is not as far a distance away from that. As it was in the peak in 2011, where it had to come down, and it's kind of like when these stocks get too far away from their 200-week moving averages, you can't count on them to go parabolic all the time. There has to be catch up, and that's what we're seeing with this chart. We're catching up with that 200-month moving average, and that's got to be very encouraging.
All right. But, Doc, in all fairness, that 200-month moving average, it is still a fair way away from, let's say, even current price. A 200-month moving average is sitting at $11.66. Current price is, let's say, $18.50, a little under $18.50. So there is still quite a distance here, and it's going to take that 200-month moving average a long time to keep climbing higher because it is such a long time frame. What do you take away from that?
Well, I take away the fact that if you go back to 2008 and 2009, when we had that correction, comparative on a price level of the 200 and gold price, back then, on a comparative basis, if you go to now, there's not much difference. And it's then that when it corrected and finally started moving away, it really went parabolic off the 200. So I think we're looking at some apples and apples here this time. And I think if we move sideways and down a little bit and sideways for another 8 months or 9 months, we're going to be in the same position as that 208 to 209 time frame technically on a comparative basis.
All right, Doc. Well, we'll wrap it up here. Again, this is a long-term chart, and it sounds like you are still waiting for, well, it sounds like a couple more months at least, and then hopefully by the end of this year, maybe we are testing some of those highs again, but it could take a little bit longer. You've been on record saying that. One final question, then. How are you going to be trading the stocks? If you don't think that the gold price is popping higher, then that makes me think that broadly gold stocks won't be trading higher. So how are you going to balance your portfolio?
Well, what I do is I just, on these dips, I keep buying. And fortunately, when we've had these runs in the past, too, I always sell some stocks, but I keep a core amount. And what that does is it keeps my portfolio as far as in excellent shape, because I have not suffered on this pullback at all. And so I keep buying, based on technicals on individual stocks on these pullbacks. And I look at stocks I've missed in the past that I wish I had been in. And I'm starting to buy some. I haven't bought some of them yet, but I will in the future. And then as far as the silver stocks are, I'll wait for them to move down here, and then I'll take another position. And I'll take a pretty strong position in them because I know they'll move back up again based on other technicals that I see. And so, and that's what I've been doing, and it's worked out very well.
All right, Doc, always great chatting with you, man. We'll chat again probably next week, but overall, you have provided a, I guess, good outline of what you're expecting for long-term gold moves. Doc, thanks for your time. We'll chat again next week.